Good morning and welcome to Filtered. We are a daily digital thought download on everything from leadership to wellness to mindset. This morning we're talking about giving and taking credit. Really in a corporate setting, I think it most applies to professional life. I think the best thing a boss can do and the most secure thing a boss can do is give credit for good work lavishly. I think the best sign of a really high functioning company is that no one really remembers whose idea was what, and that the great things that happened really organically and rose up from the group. And that's a good thing to remember when you're, you know, anxiously trying to grab credit for things. You don't need to do that. And at the end of the year, no one will remember who had what idea. People know the type of person you've been to work with, and, you know, that you're a professionally capable person. But you don't need to worry about grabbing credit for each individual idea. That said, giving credit lavishly, I think, shows a total security and can mean a lot in the moment to someone who's working really hard to get that public credit. Would you tend to agree, Jamie?
Yeah, no, like it's a balancing act, you know, giving credit. Like we can go around and pat each other on the back and say we're all great people, you know what I mean? But I don't think you accomplish anything by that. So there has to be an authenticity about it. I think where it's really powerful is when it's in line with probably the behaviors that, as long as they're positive behaviors, with behaviors that you want to kind of promote and value in your workplace. And I think that's very important to have that aligned as well. They say something like, you know, I think they say it's like a 5-to-1 ratio or something like that of positive to negative feedback, for want of a better word. And so what I'm trying to get at is that it can't all just be one-way traffic. So in a meeting, it can't all be everything's great, everything's rosy. You have to have a good bit of, you know, honesty, authenticity around it. We've talked about it previously about how you maybe communicate different messages. But you're right. You'd be very surprised with how a little piece of positive feedback or recognition can have in terms of impact on individuals or teams. Yeah. And it can just be a call out in a meeting. You know, it can be a stupid, like we might all have these different rewards that we hand out different weeks in work, or, you know, and sometimes they seem silly and stuff, but you'd be really surprised with how people value them throughout the organization, how you might reward this stuff maybe weekly or monthly or quarterly or yearly. You just see the I think it was the AIMS run, the AMS or AIMS, however you want to call it, were on last week.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's like giving credit and letting your peers know, you know, about the work that you've done essentially, but like on your industry wise, but I'm sure something similar would be done. That would be all communicated in-house then. And people feel like they are just getting acknowledged for the work that they've done. So it can be done on all sorts of different levels is what I'm trying to say, but you've got to definitely be careful with how you dish it out, because I've been around people who just dish it out regardless, who are really, you know, positive 24/7. Mm. And when you talk about signs of or traits of a really, really good high performance team, you know, trust is one of them. So trust is probably the biggest one as well in terms of a foundation stone. And within trust, a lot of honesty is wrapped up in that. And you know, accountability is another one actually as well. And people have got to believe that the feedback you're giving isn't just a token feedback is what I'm trying to get at.
Totally. There is nothing more motivating than recognition, but it's something that is so important to bring in-house as well. The most motivating factor for an employee is usually feeling like they're making some sort of a difference within the organization, no matter how small. they're not just going there to, you know, to do their 9 to 5 and get their paycheck. Very frequently, I have found, I'm surprised by the amount of people who aren't motivated financially in the workplace, that they need an equal sense of fulfillment in their professional life. And you get that through that recognition. And absolutely, as a manager at any level, I think it's one of the most clever things you can do is go out of your way to find what the person is doing correctly and just notice it. Because I think positive feedback can do wonders for people. And absolutely, when it's constantly positive, you become numb to it. You don't hear it anymore. But that little recognition, whether it's in a team meeting or it's in an email, or you win an award for a big idea and you can shout out within the team, you know, who was instrumental in getting that idea, bringing it to life. So I think as a manager, it's super important to give incremental credit, as well as obviously the criticism that needs to be given. And we've talked about accepting criticism before. But on the flip side, as an employee or, you know, as a subordinate, I would say to manage your expectations around getting credit as well, because that's really important and can lead to a lot of discontent if you have unrealistic expectations about the credit that you're going to get. Because very often you don't always get huge credit for the work that you do behind the scenes or the long hours that you do. And the burden of proof is often on the person who doesn't get the credit to prove that it was their idea, to prove that they did X, Y, and Z. If you can work towards sort of letting that go to make sure that you're not hampering your own work because you're building up a resentment about not getting enough credit, I think that's a really important element of work life as well.
Well, this is a problem that we're facing, that people expect it the whole time. You know what I mean? And error expectation around it. Which is something that good managers have to be mindful of. Like, you don't always necessarily deserve credit and deserve a pat on the back. And sometimes things are just expected. And there's some deliverables that are just kind of like BAU, really. And you have to be mindful of that. And people have to be mindful of that, because sometimes I get a sense that there is an air of expectation over going from naught to 100 in the blink of an eye. And that just doesn't happen. Life just isn't like that for the majority of people.
And something came into my head there that you've spoken about previously as well, is that as a really good boss, you should be striving to hire people that are smarter than you, and that are you should be surrounded by people that are better in their uniquely qualified areas than you are. And if you take that mentality, then you're going to have to be giving a lot of credit as well for the amazing work that's done within an organization. But I think that's a really healthy transaction between a founder or an MD, CEO, and the senior management team around them. You should be able to really quickly divvy out the credit and you know, be able to assign, this is the creative genius, this is the sales
genius. The flip side of all this, by the way, and I know like not to be the other side of the coin on it, but there's people that claim responsibility of work when they weren't really involved and really shout about it. I've seen it in plenty of places where people are very quick to put their hands up in terms of something that was successful, and then just as quick to turn, like, kind of not make eye contact and look around when something's going wrong, and very quick to point at someone else. So again, you've got to understand the dynamics and really have a sense of things and have good, like, as a leader, have good emotional intelligence, good self-awareness of yourself, awareness of others, what's going on in the room, having a bit of context, knowing that we've talked about having a 360 perspective on things as opposed to just having a very siloed view. Mm-hmm. They're important things to consider when you're looking at a team. But you're right. I mean, as a leader, your job is to set up an environment for your team to thrive. You know what I mean? And I always say, if you're the smartest person in the room, you're in the wrong room. Now, look, again, depends what age and stage you are. There's always talent coming up, and you know, up and coming talent. But someone who is a good leader, someone that is the kind of enables them. You know what I mean? Because if you think about it, that will make the team better and so on and so forth. You have to be careful though, because sometimes, you know, let's say the star player, they could be amazing, but they might not be great for the team dynamic. And then it becomes a case of, well, what do you want here? Do you want one-off success or are you looking for long-term success? Because if you're looking for long-term success and that you don't think that person can change some of their behaviors or attitudes, then that's going to set in like cancer and spread amongst the team. And that's not great. So there's all sorts of different ways and means of managing the team. But in terms of credit, it's just something that you've got to be really careful and measured with how you deal it out.
I totally agree. And I think the short-term benefits of taking credit for something that wasn't your idea will not come close to the long-term damage it does within a team. It's absolutely insidious. If you're now a manager of a team and you find that you're the best at every function of the company and that, you know, you're leading every department with a micromanagement and you've white knuckles holding onto it, take a look at that, because that's not healthy either. You should have people that you can look to and say, that person is completely responsible for this success, and so on and so forth. That's us for this morning. Thanks for listening in, and we'll see you here tomorrow morning, 7 a.m., same time, same place.
Take care.